Success in the New Retirement with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton.
And this is the Success in the New Retirement podcast with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton. My name is Mark Owens, and it's all powered by Acute Wealth Advisors. All the information, you can find it at successinthenewretirement.com.
It happened earlier this week, and we're not talking about the Fed raising interest rates again. Tom Brady officially retired again.
I think this one's official.
You think so?
Yeah, he looks tired and kind of worn out.
I think this year really did a number on him. The divorce from Giselle, Tampa Bay not really having a good season. He just looks worn down.
That's what I say. I think he is officially done.
So don't feel too bad for him.
But wait 40 days, and yeah, then he comes right back.
So March, you want to hear something ironic? He retired last year on February 1st, 2022. He retired this year on February 1st, 2023, the exact same day.
Yeah, and then came back, March 10th or something like that, like 40 days later. So I guess we have to be on watch, but I say he's done.
Circle your calendar, March the 13th. That's when we're going to find out if that's when he really decides to come back or not. Hey, look, don't feel too bad for him, though. He just signed that 10-year contract with Fox Sports for $375 million.
I don't know. Like, how do they pay those guys? I mean, he might be on one of like five or six guys on the panel. Like the other day I was watching, and then granted it's playoffs, but they had like their main guys like standing there making their picks. Mm-hmm. And there was like 10 guys on the stage. I was like, gosh.
How much are they spending on this too? And we don't even know that Tom Brady's going to be good in the booth. What if he turns out to be awful and you've got this 10-year contract you have to eat?
Yeah, and then like they're saying that Terry Bradshaw, he needs to retire. They need to replace him. So, maybe they're just lining up a few people to replace a few of the older guys. Who knows?
Well, let's get through March the 13th first to see if he does come back to play football or not. But yeah, I think you're right. I think he's done. So let me ask you this question. What happens if somebody does that flip-flop retirement that you put a plan together, you have a date circled, and then they say, no, I'm not done yet. I want to keep working.
Like, so I've got a perfect example. Yeah. So, and I think I've talked a little bit about this, but I had a client that called me up probably 2 or 3 months ago and said, I'm one of those people that's getting laid off. I just got the notice, getting a pretty substantial severance package, but I've got to figure things out. So I'd like to sit down. So I think this was in December. We sat down and I went through his financial plan, and he had done a great job saving. We had put together a plan about 3 or 4 years before that. It had executed exactly like we wanted it to. And at the end of the day, I said, look, you can be done. You can retire. You don't have to go back to work. You can go home and talk to your wife and tell her that, you guys are solid. You're good to go. And he was like, that is such a relief. I love it. And he went home to his wife and he's like, she's excited. We're excited. So let's pull this off. Well, lo and behold, in January, he calls me up and says, you know what? I just got offered another job. It's in a totally different field. It's going to stretch me. It's going to do something, but I'm going to take it. And I said, well, you realize you don't need any more money. You don't need to work. And he's like, I know. I'm just doing this because I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be challenging. And I'm not ready to just totally be done. So he's going back to work because he likes it. But I guess he's going back to work with the frame of mind that I'm taking this job because I really want to. And the day it's not fun, the day I don't like it, the day, I'm just like, why am I doing this? He knows that he has a financial plan, that he's put in the work, he's put in the effort, he's designed that financial plan, that he can pull that financial plan out and he can say, okay, I'm executing this right now, and that he's ready and that him and his wife can be retired and not have to worry about that. So I think it does put him in a good frame of mind. When he was out looking for a job, he wasn't, scrambling. This job kind of, fell on him and it looked like a good opportunity and something he was excited about. And so I think there is some power with that, right? So again, a lot of people right now are worried about what the economy is going to do. And they're worried about, what this possible recession is going to do. Are they going to get laid off? Here in the Valley, Intel just announced, it's kind of a crazy thing, but Intel just announced that every single employee is going to receive a 5% pay cut. All of their VPs are getting a 10% pay cut. Oof. Their senior VPs, 25. So they just went along across the board and said, if you want to keep working here, we're cutting your pay. And so how many people is that going to affect here in the Valley? That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people that are kind of saying, okay, do I love my job that much that I'm going to work for less, especially with inflation being up 10% or 9%, and now I'm taking a 5 or 10% haircut to what I'm getting paid? There's going to be a lot of people evaluating and saying, can I retire? And what I would say to those people is, again, we need to have a financial plan in place, because if you have a financial plan in place, number one, you know where you stand. You know what you have to accomplish before you're ready, or if you're already ready, you know what your retirement is going to look like, and you're prepared for it. And so if that pink slip comes to you, if you get laid off, or if you get that pay cut, you can say, I don't need to be here. Mm-hmm. And there is power in that, because then you can, you know, take control of your own destiny. You can say, okay, I'm retiring, I'm executing this plan, and I'm ready for this. And so I would highly encourage people to take 2023 and the opportunities that are there and say, look, there's a lot of uncertainty, and we see that. And we've had uncertainty in a bear market for a year now. But are we taking action? Are we preparing ourselves? Are we in a position that we can be, you know, be ready for one of those, you know, emails or a call into the office by the boss and be prepared for that? And so I'd highly encourage people to take that next step and get that financial plan in place.
The importance of having that plan for what if and the curveballs that life throws you. 480-680-6868 to reach out to the team at Acute Wealth Advisors and schedule that complimentary Morningstar portfolio analysis to customize a plan. And talking about layoffs, and I saw that the tech sector is really starting to be affected. Google, 12,000 layoffs, 18,000 to Amazon, Facebook, 11,000. Damon, do you think that as we talk about a possible recession coming in 2023, do you think these layoffs in the tech sector, it might trigger that recession?
Well, I think it's all, you know, obviously interrelated. As the economy slows down, then employers are looking at, you know, their numbers and their sales going down. And so you've got to adjust so that, you know, you can keep your stock price up by having your profit be profitable in your companies. And so it's all interrelated, from the rising of interest rates to trying to control inflation to slow the economy down. And it's this game, this balancing act that's being played. But generally speaking, a lot of times, as I looked at a bunch of graphs and things and looked at as we get control of high inflation and it starts to turn around, almost always we do have some kind of a recession. Now, is it going to be a really deep recession or more of a mild recession? Those things are still yet to be determined. But again, as we beat this drum over and over and over, it's, you know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And so if you don't have a retirement plan, you're over 50 and you're not having these conversations and looking at taxes and how you're going to position yourself for taxes, if you're not looking at your estate plan and making sure you've got things in place in case something happens to you, and you're not looking at your retirement plan, how much are you putting into your 401ks? Are you contributing to the Roth portion of that? How is that going to turn into an income source where most people don't have pensions? If you're not looking at these things and you don't do any planning, then as life happens and all of a sudden you're the person sitting there from Intel or Google or somewhere else out of a job because this recession came with all kinds of warnings, then you're like, wow, am I totally derailed on my retirement? Or are you like a lot of our clients that have a plan and say, okay, now I get to choose. I do have enough to retire, so maybe I'm going to go find that job because I'm not ready to quit, but I want to do something that I really am passionate about. Right? That's a good place to be, having decisions and making those decisions on your terms versus on your company's terms or on the market's terms or something like that is a way better place to be. So come in and talk to Matt and I. This is what we do. We help people make comprehensive retirement plans, and you'll sit with one of us. And I can promise you that what you will feel after going through that process is a lot more comfort about where you're going and how to get there. So call us at 480-680-6868.
Earlier this week, the Fed officially raised interest rates again. Now, Damon, Matt, I feel like we talk about this every month here on Success in the New Retirement, but let's just break it down. Higher interest rates, what does this mean for my bottom line and my purchasing power?
Well, we know that interest rates have been rising. You know, that's been the story of 2022. So how much higher are they going to go? That's the big debate. And then how does that impact the mortgage rates? How does that impact your ability to go out buy a car, refinance your house, all those different things? And again, the Fed is trying to slow everything down, try to cool off the economy. So what they're trying to do is make all of that more expensive. We all know that. Well, what's going to happen in 2023 is at some point they're going to level off on these interest rates. Most people think that this might be the last time we have an increase, maybe one more. But the goal is that you kind of top out and the economy kind of slows. And then potentially the market's kind of predicting that towards the end of the year, they're actually going to start dropping interest rates because And again, that's not great news. I mean, people are like, oh, great, you know, lower interest rates. Well, the only reason the Fed would be dropping interest rates is now they're worried about a recession. Now they're trying to stimulate people to go out and borrow and, you know, refinance their house and buy a house and different things like that. So there is a ton of things that you can kind of gauge based off of that interest rate increase of kind of where our economy is going and what direction, you know, the Fed is concerned or what they're kind of trying to protect against. But when it comes back to you and your investments, I mean, there's a few things you can be doing. Number one, you know, right now, I heard a story that said there's something like over $320 billion sitting in checking accounts making like 0.1, 0.2, 0.3 in interest. Mm. And right now, money market accounts are paying, you know, 4%. So again, do you have a chunk of money that's kind of your savings stuff, money that you're not going to be using for the next 6 months or something, that you potentially could be getting paid significantly more by rolling that into a money market account and getting one of those accounts set up? Yeah, I think that's a huge opportunity. How long that lasts? Again, if they start lowering interest rates, maybe that doesn't last very long. But again, there's some opportunities to take advantage of these higher interest rates if you're paying attention.
I would say another kind of silver lining, since, you know, again, we're talking about retirees or people close to retirement who do need to have a portion of their dollars protected from the ups and downs of the market, that some of these, you know, as Matt was mentioning, these fixed interest rates are better than they've been in a long time. And so that can translate into money market accounts, like he was saying, that can translate into CDs, where you can get some decent 1 and 2 year rates there. You can also, you know, that's translating into some really phenomenal opportunities in some kinds of annuities. Even in some of the annuities, the fixed annuities, fixed indexed annuities, they're offering some pretty nice incentives for people to take some of the money that's designed to be income oriented or safe and put them in vehicles that are going to round out their plan and give them some good opportunities. And it may mean that, you know, if they stop raising interest rates, that bonds will have a good year to make up a little bit for last year with it being so poor.
You know, and I throw on top of that the I bond, you know, it's still paying that, what is it, almost 7%. And again, that's for 6 months. So you can throw your money in now and you're guaranteed that 7% for the next 6 months. And then it will reset in May, which would tell you that, hey, when my money or my 6 months is up, this is my new rate on that. But again, that's safe money that's protected. It's tied up for a year to get that rate. But again, that's much better than what you're getting in your checking account. And there's a lot of people that have a lot of money sitting in those checking accounts making nothing.
Yeah, Matt, you mentioned the I bond. I think that's something worth talking about for a second. A great opportunity, but it's not something that you and Damon can put together, but you can point us in the right direction of taking advantage of an I bond.
Right. So we tell our client, what our goal as a fiduciary is, we're trying to, you know, let our clients know of the opportunities that are there. Some of those opportunities are things that we can do for them in managing their portfolio. Some of it's just things they need to be aware of and be doing on their own. So an I bond is, you're buying that directly from the government. You go to treasurydirect.gov and you take care of that. So, you know, we provide that information to our clients, let them know and encourage them to take advantage of that because it's such a good opportunity. So we'd say the same thing to the listeners, you know, get a hold of, you know, the Treasury Direct website, get an account set up and look at that opportunity because there's definitely some things to take advantage right now with these higher interest rates.
And if you have a financial advisor and you haven't heard from them, or maybe they're not offering you these opportunities, there's nothing wrong with getting that second opinion from Damon Roberts, Matt Deaton, and the team at Acute Wealth Advisors. That initial consultation, no cost, no obligation to you. So if you've saved that $250,000 for your retirement through a 401k, savings, pension, or IRA, let's sit down, let's customize a plan, or let's make adjustments to your plan as needed. 480-680-6868. One more time, 480-680-6868. We have a team member standing by right now to talk to you, to get you on the calendar, to sit down with Damon, to sit down with Matt. Let's customize that plan. Again, nothing wrong with getting a second opinion. Got a couple of minutes left here. And Damon, you mentioned annuities a couple seconds ago. 2022 was actually a pretty good year for annuities. Do you think that trend will continue into 2023?
Well, right now, with the 10-year treasury and some of these things where they're at, it allows these annuity companies some flexibility to offer some things that I haven't seen since 2008, where there's some good opportunities to get to make back some of what you've lost with some bonuses. There's some really good income oriented annuities that are guaranteeing, you know, 8% return on a yearly basis in order to kind of create your own pension a few years from now. So because of that, there's really some nice vehicles out there, but you do have to be selective. You do have to understand what questions to ask, because there are some that have really high fees that are not really going to be that good. But then there's others that are going to be a great vehicle to create some income in retirement. And so it's just a matter of understanding and looking at your portfolio and say, what vehicles, what different things do I want in my mix to create the optimum retirement plan for me? And if you're one that needs some income and doesn't have a pension is going to want some guarantees, then that may be a really good option to look for. And that's where you want to be talking to someone like Matt, like me, who is a fiduciary that has the ability to independently look at everything out there and be able to customize that to you and your situation, rather than just say, here's three options because these are the only three options I have, right? You really want to be able to look at the whole gamut and build a plan around the specific needs of each person.
And when you schedule that complimentary Morningstar portfolio analysis, you will sit down with Damon Roberts. You will sit down with Matt Deaton. They're going to customize a plan or build upon the gains in your portfolio. And again, that initial consultation, no cost, no obligation to you. And those annuities could be a great opportunity for some guaranteed income in retirement. Let's begin the conversation right now. 480-680-6868.
Thanks for listening. Want more from Damon and Matt? Check out successinthenewretirement.com. And while you're there, drop us an email with your questions.
Investment advisory services offered through Acute Investment Advisory, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through its affiliated company, Acute Wealth Advisors, LLC. Tax and or legal advice is not offered by either company or their affiliated companies. Consult with your tax and legal professionals for guidance on tax or legal matters. The information presented should not be viewed as personalized investment advice. All expressions of opinion are subject to change. We are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.